What has been happening in the Om Choir is nothing short of miraculous. Tuesday night, some people came to me, and two of them saw Shiva manifesting in the Om Choir. Another man who had a brace on his neck, remove the brace and all the pain is gone. And we know what has happened here the last few weeks, how powerful the grace has been just pouring down into this collective body, because there is such sincerity here and such an aspiration for that unity, that love and peace amongst all of us, that we see each other as the children of the divine and nothing else. Nothing else. Just soul to soul contact. And for me, there is no greater gift from the Divine Mother than to be in this presence. To be here with you,
Ma. No, 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 no.
Okay, everybody, getting higher.
No, 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 no.
Better.
No, 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 no.
And one more.
No, 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 no.
Now we can sit down. Good energy. Excellent energy. So tuning, huh? Tuning. Starting here. Sink on the M, just as the same as the O. Om. Six parts. So we begin here.
Oh.
all over the world. There are composers, young people, 40s, 50s, some even 30s, who are receiving touches of the new music. And you can hear it, and you can feel it, but so far, nothing like the Om choirs. Because it is written music. Here, there's no road map, there's no tourist guide to the new music. It has to come straight down from the divine. And you've already heard tonight, in these few minutes, how much the oneness is felt. How much that peace can descend into a collective body. When we do the Om tonight, let's aspire for that, for the Lord to sing all his new music through us. These weeks have been extraordinary. First the ringing 2 weeks ago that I never heard before. The whole room just ringing with this most beautiful sound that I can't even describe musically. Last week, no one wanted to leave. Everyone was in meditation so deeply. We don't experience this elsewhere, because we don't all have to become conscious of each other, aware of the unity, feeling the divine love in each. Whole section.
Oh. question has been put to Mother. What is this truth of the being, and how is it expressed externally in physical life? Mother said, it is expressed in this way. Each individual being has a direct and unique relation with the Supreme, the origin, that which is beyond all creation. It is this unique relation which must be expressed in one's life through a unique mode of being in relation with the divine. Therefore, each one is directly and exclusively in relation with the divine. The relation one has with the divine is unique and exclusive, so that you receive from the divine, when you are in a receptive state, the totality of the relation it is possible for you to have. And this is neither a sharing, nor a part, nor a repetition, but exclusively and uniquely the relation which each one can have with the divine.
Oh.
there are two images that we can hold. One is of the empty kuja, allowing itself to be filled by the divine force. And the other is of the bud opening to the light and flowering for the divine. Remember, no hesitancy, no fear, no ego. All of those things leave outside the room. Because in here, the presence is so powerful. And Om, carrying with it the power of transformation, is all we need. Just to be open to her.
So, from the psychological point of view, one is all alone in having this direct relation with the Divine. One is all alone with the Supreme. The relation one has with Him will never have an equal, will never be exactly the same as another's. No two are the same, and therefore, nothing can be taken away from you to be given to another. Nothing can be withdrawn from you to be given to another. And if this relation disappear from the creation, it would really disappear, which is impossible.
Oh.
don't make any effort. Allow the music just to come through. No stress, peace in all the being, allowing the descent.
And this means that if one lives in the truth of one's being, one is an indispensable part of the creation. Naturally, I don't mean if one lives what one believes one should be. I am saying if one lives the truth of one's being, if by development one is able to enter into contact with the truth of one's being, one is immediately in a unique and exclusive relation with the divine, which hasn't its equal there now. And naturally, because it is the truth of your being, that is what you should express in your life.
Thank you.
surely in everything, whatever it is, that is the only way. There is not a thing that does not carry in itself an eternal truth. Otherwise, it could not exist. The universe could not exist for even a thousandth part of a second if it did not contain a truth in itself. The most remarkable thing is that if you are sincere, you will find out why they are so and how they are so. The cause, the origin, and the process. For it is one single thing. There is what we call the truth, the basis of everything, because if this were not there, there would be nothing.
Thank you.
I will be here for two more home choirs in the ashram. I ask you please to continue bringing down the new music through the grace of Sri Aurobindo and Mother.